The Bush administration has mounted what one senior official in Washington describes as a diplomatic full-court press to defuse a crisis over PKK attacks into Turkey. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice appealed for Turkish-Iraqi cooperation on the issue in telephone conversations Sunday with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the leader of Iraq's Kurdish region, Masoud Barzani. Mr. Erdogan said he asked the U.S. to take speedy action in northern Iraq against Kurdish rebels. Deputy White House Press Secretary Tony Fratto.
I think we are all unified, the Turks, the United States, the Iraqi government, in asking the PKK, not asking the PKK, but addressing the situation of the PKK to stop these attacks on the Turkish people and the Turkish army. That's a unified position. We want to see swift action, and we want these attacks to stop.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick stressed there would be no negotiating with the PKK.
Our view is that the PKK is a terrorist organization. You can't negotiate with a terrorist organization.
About 2,000 Turkish protesters rallied against the PKK in Istanbul on Monday, criticizing Mr. Erdogan for not taking immediate military action. Protests opposed to Turkish military action were held across the border in northern Iraq. The PKK, sometimes operating out of northern Iraq, has been fighting for Kurdish autonomy since 1984. More than 30,000 people in Turkey have died in the conflict. Robert Rafel, VOA News.